This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos, in for Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Today in Your Health, we have two stories of medical confusion. In a moment, a journalist describes the conflicting advice that he received about carpal tunnel syndrome. We begin with directions on your prescription drug labels, which can do you more harm than good. Here's NPR's Allison Aubrey.
In an ideal world, doctors would write prescriptions in neat handwriting that we all could read, and pharmacists would give precise directions about taking medicines. But as 61-year-old Buddy Landry has learned, this isn't the ideal world.
Well, I had developed lumps under my arm that were red and becoming painful, which scared me to death.
So Landry went to the doctor and was relieved to find out that he had an easy-to-treat infection called folliculitis. The doctor wrote him a prescription for an antibiotic, and the directions on the pill bottle simply said, take 4 times daily.
So I did. I took it 4 times a day until the bottle was gone.
And it worked. His red lumps disappeared, so Landry assumed his treatment was complete. But when the infection came back 10 days later, he called his doctor.
And she said, well, did you take the whole prescription? I said, yes, I took the entire bottle. And she said, what about the second bottle? And I said, what second bottle? You know, it was nothing about one. I had not been told about one.
When Landry re-examined his bottle, he noticed in tiny print at the bottom, it said 2 refills were available in the next year. But no one instructed him to fill them and take them. It's a frustrating story that experts say is not at all unique.
Mistakes are common and they're made all the time.
Terry Davis is professor of medicine at Louisiana State University. She says every year patients make more than 500,000 mistakes while taking their medicines that cause side effects or illness. Some lead to hospitalizations or even death.
Many consumers as well as providers just think, oh, well, what's the big deal about reading a medicine label, and don't slow down enough to be clear about how to take it.
Davis and our colleague Michael Wolfe of Northwestern University say what's needed is better communication using more precise terms.
We've done a few studies to suggest that the more explicit the instructions, the more clear you are, you know, if you say take in the morning and take at night, or take at 8 a.m. and take at 5 p.m., that might be better than take twice daily.
Wolf's recent studies show that people don't really know how to interpret the warning labels either, those neon stickers that say things like take with food that are stuck on pill bottles. One of them says for external use only and is symbolized by a picture of a person with lines radiating around the body. Wolf says people think the icon means radioactive, and that's not all.
For external use only could easily be stated as put on your skin, put on your skin only, but the phrasing for external use only is very awkward, and if you go back all the way to like the late 1800s, you see the language from British apothecaries using for external use only. We just have not changed anything.
Now, Wolf and his colleagues are pushing for change. They want the FDA to mandate uniform labels similar to what appears on over-the-counter medications. As for pharmacies, several chains have begun making changes. Last year, Target rolled out new flat-surfaced pill bottles and a new labeling system. One hallmark feature is that the name Target is shrunk to a small font, and the name of the medicine, along with the directions, now appear in much larger print.
My name is Robert Kim. I'm the pharmacy manager here in Target 1415 in Wheaton, Maryland.
Kim spent much of the last year explaining the new system to customers, such as Corrine Buell, who's been given a bottle of liquid medication.
Have you had liquids before, ma'am?
I have not.
Okay. This is our new liquid system, and it looks like a regular bottle here. It has a ring on the neck here.
Kim shows Buell how the top of the bottle is custom fit for a syringe, which snaps in for precise measurement. Studies show the misdosing of liquids is among the most common mistakes. People confuse teaspoons for tablespoons or spill the medicine.
When you pull the syringe out, you have the exact amount in the syringe.
That looks like it's much easier
to use.
This
is very exact way to use, you know. You don't have to use, like, spoons at home.
Right, yeah. And spill it all over your bedside table.
Experts say if you ask the pharmacist to mark a dose line on your syringe, you're even less likely to make a mistake. At the end of the day, Northwestern's Michael Wolfe says it's up to us as patients to ask questions when directions are vague.
You are the one responsible for administering your medicine, not your doctor. You're in charge of quality control.
So next time you're prescribed a medicine, Wolf says, take the time to learn about it. Know precisely how to take it and whether you'll need a refill. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.
So if you're supposed to ask questions, what questions do you ask? Well, we can answer that. You can find a list of 5 questions to ask your doctor every time you get a prescription by going to npr.org/yourhealth.